I know it's a matter of time with them. You know, they've done it before. They got a lot of good players there, some competitive guys. I know their coaching staff, too, is a good coaching staff. So, I mean, people go through it, you know, especially when your quarterback misses some time. You have different guys in there. It takes a while to get that continuity. But even though they struggled on Monday night, just like typical Seattle fashion, you saw how they almost won the game, too. It took stopping a two-point conversion, having a legal formation on onside kick. And so it really doesn't matter how they've been. You know, it's always going to come down to the wire.
Now back to Brian Murphy and Pauly Mack, better known as Murph and Mack. Got Google Nest? If so, listen to the sports leader at home. This is KNBR 104.5 and 680.
Well, that's Kyle Shanahan not sounding cocksure like I am about the 49er trip to Seattle. He's saying, oh, watch out. Here they are. They're the Seahawks, and they damn near beat Washington, and they got Russell Wilson and all that stuff. So, Pauly Mack, your fears
are... I'm just saying,
are...
look, the Seahawks could play 15 subpar games, and then well, I guess I should say, Murph, they could play 16 subpar games and then rise up on the 17th against the Niners. I've seen it too many times. Well, here's falling for this.
Our next guest is a guy who sees it in person. 49ers, Seahawks beat writer for the Tacoma News Tribune, but more important... my old pal from the Oakland A's beat. We've had Greg Bell on before. We'll have him on again, like right now on the UMA guest line. G. Bell, it is awesome to have you back. How are you, man?
I'm good, Merv. I thought you'd never call. You never write anymore. I just thought it was over, man.
Oh, baby. It's never over.
Good to hear from
Between you, me, Howard Bryant, Susan Slusser, Gary Washburn, and Mark Saxon, it's never over. It's always an ongoing...
That was a beat, wasn't it? We had like eight people on the beat and going out after games. Yeah, days gone by, man. Those were fun times.
Now you can't turn on a PBS documentary without seeing Howard dropping some heavy takes, right?
It's hilarious. I still remember him threatening to kill his editors at the Mercury News for touching his lead.
That was a contentious relationship, shall we say. Yes, there you go, man. All right, well, speaking of contentious... there's my transition. Probably between Seattle Seahawks fans and the Seattle Seahawks product. 3-8. Oh, my God. And I'm going through this. The last decade, Greg, going to Seattle was just fraught with terror for 49ers fans and 49er players. And now, is this the least fearful Seahawks team they're going to play since Russell Wilson got there? Greg, what is wrong with the Seahawks?
Everything. There's no fear and there's no terror. You don't have to worry about coming up to Seattle right now. Yeah, your clip of Kyle Shanahan first sounded like Lou Holtz back in the Notre Dame days when they were playing. They're playing William and Mary, and he's talking about them being number one in the country. They are a mess. And last week or Monday night when I was in Maryland for that D.C. game was the first time after that game that they conceded the rest of the season. It was a noticeable change after the game. Last week was all, we're going to go 7-0, run the table, make the playoffs. They got humbled yet again by a team that should not have beaten them. Tyler Henneke should never beat Russell Wilson on any planet, on any field, on any night. And they lost because they went 5 straight 3-and-outs. They're the only team in the NFL that's done that, guys, 5 straight 3-and-outs. And they've done it twice. They did it in Santa Clara when they beat the Niners October 3rd.
I know. That's...
Guys, it's December 2nd, and that game in Santa Clara is the last time Russell Wilson won a game.
Is that right? Wow, that's it. That's one way of looking
good
at
stat,
it. Yeah,
man. Good
but
stat.
See, but that proves the point, though. They still went 5-3 and they still won the game against the Niners. Somehow it always seems to go their way when they're playing.
Now.
Yeah.
So the Niners have obviously changed since that time, and that Garoppolo got hurt that day. They brought Trey Lance in to run Garoppolo's game plan, and it didn't work. And I don't think Bosa played, if I remember that game. They are running the ball, which Seattle has not consistently stopped the run this year. But Russell Wilson, since the finger surgery, is just not any remotely near himself. He doesn't have his lead runner, Chris Carson, who had season-ending neck surgery. I mean, it's so bad they signed Adrian Peterson yesterday to the practice squad, 36 years old. After the game, like I said, in Washington, it was noticeable that they were saying, we're going to play for the pride of it. That's what Pete Carroll said. Russell Wilson said, we're going to be playing for the obligation as players. The playing out the string stuff. I mean, Murph, you remember the 4-12 Raiders of Bill Callahan, and they quit on him. It's starting to feel a little bit like that up here.
I'm telling you, so one of the themes all week is that I'm very confident in the 49ers this week, and my partners here, Pauly Mack and Copes, your buddy from the Army-Navy game, they're very, 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 they have
been traumatized.
PTSD.
Over the years.
Yeah. And I said, well, sometimes you got to go in cocksure and kick a little A. But you're right. This is why they play the games, Greg, for sure.
I wanted to ask Greg also just about the nature of Pete Carroll and Russ Wilson at this point. Like, how is that? Because you're starting to hear rumblings on, you know, national outlets and stuff that they're, you know, on shaky ground and that Carroll wants to go in a different direction after the season's over. And I'm just wondering what your read of that dynamic is.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Well, here, I'll tell you this, Mac, on the national, when you hear from now until the beginning of next season, the national outlets about Russell Wilson and his relationship with the Seahawks, it is coming from Russell Wilson's camp. His agent is a maestro at pulling strings in that regard and wanting to create drama and wanting to make sure that Russell Wilson and his where will he go next is in the front page news of the offseason. We thought drama last year when they were coming off a 12-4 and winning the division. Oh, man, it's going to be days of our lives here every offseason day that's coming up with Russell Wilson, because his agent wants to forge either, one, a new home for Russell Wilson if they don't like the direction the franchise is going, or if he wants to stay when his contract ends in 2023, he wants the highest paid contract in the NFL again. He's gotten it the last two times he's re-signed with Seattle, above Aaron Rodgers. But now the barometer, you can't put measuring sticks up and say he deserves to be the highest paid player in the league. So until then, it's going to be drama. And how much drama does Russell Wilson want to put up this offseason? Pete Carroll's saying all the right things, that it's the best relationship he's ever had, that the finger surgery and the comeback, that he really grew closer and all of that. It comes down to Pete Carroll is the highest authority here, even above the GM. He's the executive vice president. He actually hired GM John Schneider. And he just got a contract extension through 2025. The GM has an extension through 2027. Jody Allen pretty much has, since Paul Allen, her brother died during 2018 season, has just picked up where Paul Allen left off, leaving the entire football operation into Pete Carroll. Carroll's going to be here as long as he wants to. And right now he's under contract until he's 75, oldest coach in NFL history.
Wow.
So he's not going anywhere. He hired the GM. So as long as he wants to keep Snyder, he's not going anywhere. And I really don't think Jody Allen wants a regime change. And I know that Pete Carroll wants Russell Wilson as their quarterback, because he's going to be the reason they start winning again. And even though he's been bad and he's part of the reason they're losing, he's not all of it. And they don't want to start over. Pete Carroll at age 70, going on 71, does not want to start over with a new quarterback in 2 or 3 or 4 years of growing pain.
Right.
It's a really good answer. There's a lot there. I guess that means the really fun, juicy rumor of Pete Carroll leading the Golden Domers out of the Rudy Tunnel. That ain't going to happen. No South Bend for Pete.
That would be a...
Oh, come on.
Helping push him across the goal line or something. I mean, that would be bizarre. No. We've asked him in 10 ways. He doesn't want to go back to college coaching. He doesn't want the NCAA oversight. He doesn't want the recruiting. He's going to ride it out here in Seattle. He's got all the authority he could ever dream of for an NFL franchise, and then he'll hang it up whenever he feels like and go home to his home in Maui. That's the way his end game looks like it's going to be.
Yeah, not bad. Hey, craft a scenario for me in which the Seahawks win the game on Sunday.
Get an early lead with turnovers. Force San Francisco to throw the ball more than they want to. Of course, they want to run. Get them out of the run mode. Take Kyle Juszczyk out of the game. And Russell Wilson finally looking like himself.
Yeah,
they're going to have to take an early to do that, Murph. And they haven't had a lead in about a month and a half.
But let me ask you about that Russell Wilson quote, finally looking like himself. Okay, so it's still in there, but or is the finger and his O-line and receiving core not up to it?
Well, his offensive line really hurts. He is spooked by 10 years of getting hit. The final play at Washington was a great example. He lost sight of DK Metcalf breaking open in the end zone on the two-point conversion. Then he lost sight of Freddie Swain, who was wide open if he had thrown it about 2 seconds earlier, because he was looking at the pass rush thinking he was getting pressure. Freddie Swain said it. He said, I was open, but Russ had to look because he was step up away from pressure. Well, if you look at that play, he really didn't get pressure. He had a lot of time, but he just felt it because he's been hit more than any quarterback in the NFL in the last 10 years. That neglect and refusal to upgrade the offensive line, they could have gone after Alex Mack before San Francisco signed him at center. They decided to come back with the two centers they had last year. They benched one, and now they're starting Ethan Posick the other. There's a cumulative effect of this offensive line that is causing Russell Wilson to see ghosts. And the final play of that game in Washington on a two-point conversion was an example of that. DK Metcalf, he didn't have a target until the middle of the third quarter. He didn't have a catch until a minute left. He's one of the best receivers in the league, a Pro Bowl guy who set a team record for yards last year. He's got like 60 yards combined the last four games. They are malfunctioning on so many levels that it would really be a massive – it's hard for San Franciscans to think this, but you in the Bay Area, it would be a massive upset for Seattle to lose this game, or to win this game.
Good hit with Greg Bell. By the way, you're talking to a DK Metcalf fantasy owner, so believe me, I'm feeling the sting. And are you guys calling this? A listener texted in and said, call him Decoy Metcalf. Is that what they're calling him?
Pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
Okay.
His contract comes up at the end of next year, so you may be getting more of DK Metcalf somewhere else if it keeps going like this.
Good stuff, Greg. The only thing it makes me sad about is that we're, for the very first time ever, they're sending me and Pauly to the Army-Navy game.
I heard.
And this is the first year you're not going.
I know. My station up here, KJR, is not sending me. I'm a little miffed about that. It's the first one I missed. Well, last year was at West Point, so no one went, but... yeah, it's the first one I missed in a while. Enjoy another Army win, though.
Ooh, listen to that. Now, you do know my father was a U.S. Naval officer, and my grandfather was an enlisted Navy man. So
yeah,
I got.
You told me that.
I got to go. I got to ride with the midshipmen. Is that okay?
Well, if you, yeah, they're what, 2-9, 3-8? Go ahead and ride with that if you want.
Hey, for years, you had a tough run for about.
Oh, you got that right, man.
Yeah, you had a tough run. an Army-Navy game without you is like peanut butter without the jelly or something like that. I don't know. But I'm bummed because I was looking forward to getting a slice of pizza with you and hanging out late into the night. Reliving our Yankee Stadium days, yeah.
But listen, in Philadelphia next year.
You're killing it up there. Give the family a big hug and really good Seattle breakdown, man. So let's not make it another year or two before we talk again, all right?
Anytime. I'll talk to you in the week of the Super Bowl, the NFC title game.
Okay.
The
okay. Oh, there you go. All right, Greg. Take care, man. Be good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Greg Bell, Pauly.
Yeah.
Proud West Point grad.
He's telling us not to worry. I still worry. Only with the Seahawks, though. A lot of other teams
He was dropping bombs on the Seahawks.
He was playing out
he's
the string.
It.
Yeah.
He's
obligations. Yeah.
He's had to see this dreck, and he's had it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I hope all y'all are right. I hope the Niners blow them out 38-10. Maybe the 10's too much. How about 38-3?
Is the forecast going to touch it?
We'll see. That's a good question.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what the forecast has. You got to tune in, though. That's the thing.
Your boy Saturday Murph's just getting warmed up.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Saturday Murph? That's 14-5-1, baby. 14-5, or soon to be 16-5-1.
I like that there's a 1 in there. Which game was that?
That was Washington State, Oregon. 14-point spread. Yeah.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.